Yes, you was when you were a Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
How
have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your
life?
Is God good?
Yes, Murungi.
Is Jesus good?
Mukama Murungi.
Is God good?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tuwebaza Katonda.
We thank the Lord. Good time is given us again.
Ngatugenda okweyongerayo.
And we got to move on. Within the call and the covenant and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of
Eddie,
as it was on Israel in the BC, as they marked in the Bible, in the history, even in the prophecies. And we remember that we first saw how the call was marked in the Bible. So also how it's marked in the history.
It's
moving on to seeing the call, which is on the nation of Uganda in the era of
Eddie,
as it was on Israel and the BC, as it was marked in the prophecy, which was released in this season of Eddie. From Uganda and outside Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And
we
single out two examples of the prophecies. Prophecy which came from Astoria to the nation Uganda.
That
we know the Australian vision on the nation of Uganda, which was written in a new vision newspaper in the 1992 on the Saturday. It was the 14th of the November. Written by Prophet Wilhelm Watzel and Emil Klein.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. After we finish, get explained the four issues. The main one in that vision. Shall move on to see prophecy on the nation of Uganda, the nation on the crossroads, through the Apostle John Mulinde,
Uganda,
the prayer mountain in Uganda,
World Trumpet Mission.
And the World Trumpet Mission.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we are still moving on, seeing our four issues, those we single out in the Australian vision on the nation of Uganda. As we have been seeing,
the
first issue, we saw it very well.
Uganda,
and they say God said Uganda is a blessed country, and that God is in Uganda. God put his base in the nation of Uganda to do his final work on planet Earth. And we discovered in Matthew 13 9 to 17, our first blessing, knowing mysteries of the kingdom of heaven and to reveal it to many, touching on the blessing of inheriting the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven. That speaks in Matthew 5. And to have the blessing in the city and the village, and on those we touch, as Deuteronomy 28. Now we saw much in that. We headed on to our second issue, and it's the one we are still on. And it tells us the man to head the final work on planet Earth, the final work of God on planet Earth,
is
meant to be like Prophet Elijah, that's Prophet Moses, and just as King David. We first looked at very well why it's meant to be like Prophet Elijah. Right now we look to our seventh-ish reason why it's meant to be like Prophet Moses.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As we still get explained of our second reason, we sing in the midst of it. Why is that man meant to be like Prophet Moses? Our seventh reason.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let me hope you remember well. Just winded up at seeing on our sixth reason. That man to be like Prophet Moses. Moses led the Israelites from Egypt.
okugenda mu Canaan.
To go into Canaan.
Nse kulukuta matano bisi
n'enjuki. From milk and honey.
N'omusajja nga alina okukulemberamu abaana ba Katonda mu nsi yonna.
To lead children of God in the entire world.
Okuddayo mu nsi yaabwe mu ggulu.
Go back to their homeland in heaven.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus much.
Twarabidde ensonga kumpi satu namba.
In there we saw three major issues inside it. The sixth is one.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus much.
Twarabye nti Nabbi Musa.
Where we saw that Prophet Moses.
Yaleete kitabu ky'okujukizira abaana ba Israel.
Brought the book of remembrance to the Israelites.
Nti Misri si yali ensi yaabwe.
Wasn't their homeland.
Wabula Canaan.
But Canaan.
Era alina okubakulemberamu okubazaayo.
Meant to lead them, take them there.
Ne mu nsonga y'omusajja okubanga Nabbi Musa.
Even that man be like Prophet Moses.
Okuleeta ekitabu ky'okujukizira amawanga gonna mu nsi.
Of remembrance to all nations of the world. This world is not their home. But their home is in heaven. Our Father is in heaven.
We
have to fight, get back there. And
they
that bring the book of remembrance.
Eri egwanga eri abaana ba Isirayiri abasansanira mu nsi
yonna
nti ebiro ebyobuzibu bw'amaaso
obutakkiriza
mukama waffe Yesu
okuba
omulokozi
waabwe
nga biweddeko
era
nga kiseera kyabakkirize mukama waffe Yesu omulokozi
waabwe
ate badde mu nsi yewaabwe ey'omubiri
batanula
okuweereza
Katonda
ye baasooka okumuweereza mu bisi
era
twakitegedde nga mulimu gwaffe nga Uganda ekkola
lyafrika
okukulemberamu okubategeeza obubaka
obwo
ebiro by'obuzibu bw'amaaso nga
biweddekoulimbira
ebyobulokozi
bwabwe
n'okudda mu nsi yewaabwe mubiri
country in the
flesh,
even to serving God there. Just as they served him in the beast.
Now
we head on our seventh reason why that man is meant to be like Prophet Moses. That man to be like Prophet Moses.
As
Prophet Moses proclaimed the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, man is meant to proclaim the coming back of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hope our seventh reason you've heard it well.
Omusajja okubanga Nabbi Musa.
The man to be like Prophet Moses.
Nga Nabbi Musa.
As Prophet Moses.
We yalangira okuzalibwa kwa mukama waffe Yesu.
Proclaimed for the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Era omusajja alina okulangira okudda kwe.
Even that man has to proclaim his coming back.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Eyo nne ensonga yaffe gitwolekedde okulaba.
That's our reason we head on to seeing.
Singa tunaaba tugimaliriza.
After we finish it.
Ate mukama atwongereyo okulaba lwaki alinganga kabaka Dawudi.
God will move on us to see why he is like King David.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Mpozi bwe tutandika ne Yokaana essuula y'okutaano.
Maybe when we begin with the John 5.
Onyolwana mwenya.
In the verse 44.
Mpaka anamukaaga.
Into 46.
Anamunya paka anamunana.
44
to 48. Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
Much.
Tujukire ensonge emu.
We remember one reason.
Di mo yokane ne suri yokutana.
That in the John 5.
Nyo anamunya paka anamunana.
44 to 48.
Mukama wafu Yesu yagamba abana ba Israeli.
Our Lord Jesus told the Israelites.
Ndi singa mubadde musobola okukiriza Musa.
If you ever to believe Moses.
Nange mwandi nzikiriza.
You would have believed me.
Kubanga yampandika
ko. For he wrote about me.
Kale mukama wafu Yesu yajuliranga agamba.
Jesus Christ is fine.
Saying
the Prophet Moses wrote about him in the time of his coming. If they had first believed Prophet Moses, what he wrote, then they would have straight believed the Lord Jesus.
Let's
read in the John we hear, the John 5, from verse 44 and to 48.
Yokana essuula ey'okutaano n'olunyi lwana mu nnya.
John 5 from verse 44.
Mwe muyinza mutya okukkiriza bwe mwagala okuweebwa ekitiibwa mwekka na mwekka ne mutanoonya kitiibwa ekiva eri Katonda ali omu yekka.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Bwe yatuuka mu ggwanga erya Isirayiri.
Reached the nation of Israel.
Nga arabisiddwa mu kuzaalibwa.
It appeared through being birthed.
Yabagamba.
He told them.
Nze sinoonya nga nze kitiibwa kya
Yesu. I'm not seeking for my own honor.
Kubanga mmwe kye munoonya.
For that's what you are seeking.
Naye nze kitiibwa ekyange.
But my honor.
Kijja eri Katonda omu yekka.
Get it from the one God.
Ngeli abatwala
wa. He was taking them where?
Yali agenda okubalaga nti Nabbi Musa.
He was going to show them the Prophet Moses.
Ye yawandika nti ebintu mukama waffe Yesu byakola yalina okubikola.
What he wrote that the things Jesus is doing, he was meant to do them.
Era yalanga okujja kwe.
And he showed his coming.
N'emirimu gye.
And his works.
Katuwulire.
Let us hear.
Yokana essuula y'okutaano n'olunyiriri lwana mu ttaano.
John 5 verse 45.
Temulowooza nti nze ndibaloopa eri kitange. Gyali abaloopa.
N'abagamba temulowooza
nti
nze ndibaloopa eri
kitange.
Gyali abaloopa.
They are the one who reports you.
Omanyi ekizibu ekyali ku ggwanga
erya Isirayiri. Problem which was on Israel nation was one.
Mukama waffe Yesu yabagamba.
Jesus came and told them.
Gyoli gyali abaloopa.
Other is there the one who chooses you.
Sigamba nti aligendayo.
Not that he will go there.
Wabulanga gyali.
But he's already there.
Kitegeza Mukama waffe Yesu agenda okujja
ku. Jesus as he came on the world.
Abamu kubasanyuka nga ajja.
Some of them who just when he came.
Moses.
Prophet Moses.
Kubanga yamuwandiikako.
For he wrote about him.
Yamulekayo yena ajja ku.
Left him came on this world.
Yesu ngalaki yagamba.
That's why he said.
Si nze mbaloopa eri
kitange. Not he reported you to the Father.
Gyali abaloopa.
They are the one reporting you.
Bwe mungana.
If you reject
abaloopa gyali.
The one reports you is there.
Yani,
he is there. Let us read we here.
Yokana isura yokutano. Olunyirwana mukana.
John 5:46.
Temulowooza nti nze ndibaloopa eri kitange. Gyali abaloopa. Ye Musa gwe musuubira.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Yabagamba.
He told them.
Temulowooza nti nze ngenda okubaloopa eri kitange.
Not me to report you before the Father.
Sigenda, si nze ngenda okubachoosinga.
Not me to choose you there.
Wabula gyali.
But he is there.
Abaloopa.
The one who chooses you.
Ye nabbi Musa gwe musuubira.
Prophet Moses you expect.
Kubanga nabbi Musa ebbanga lyonna bamusuubira.
Prophet Moses all along they expected him.
Wabanga tazze.
If he didn't come.
Waakiri wajali nga ye.
At least he comes like him.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Nagamba wangu oli olwedde gyali.
He said already he is there.
Omanyi abasinga balina endowooza
egaakirabika
nabbi Musa ali mu
ttaka
baamuziika
kubanga
bo tebaamanyanga nti abatukuvu balinnya okugenda mu
ggulu
singa bamaliriza emirimu gyabwe
kati
bo baali bamanyi oba nabbi Musa yalina
okuzuukira
kubanga Mukama waffe Yesu bwe yabuuza
abayigirizwa nti
abantu
bampitaani
ne bagamba nti abamu bakuyita
Elijah
eyazuukidde nti oba omu ku bannabbi n'ababuuza mmwe
mumpitaani
mutume Peter n'addamu nti
gwe Kristo.
N'amugamba tekikubikuliddwa ggwe
oli namusaayi. Revealed by flesh and blood to you.
Wabula Katonda yali waggulu.
But the Most High God.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kati ebiseera byabwe byasinganga.
There are times most of them.
Balinga bamanyi omuntu.
They thought perhaps when the Holy One dies and he goes in the ground.
The
one who came, Lord Jesus, he says, it's not me are choosing you. He is there. Prophet Moses, whom you expect. They had a great hope in him.
Yet,
hope he had, they forgot who sent him initially.
When
the one who sent him himself had come.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Okusinya byayongera okunyonyola mu Yokana agamba.
God more explains more in John he says.
Yokana sura eyokutaano olunyirwana mu mukaaga.
John 5:46.
Kuba singa mukkiriza Musa nange mwandizikiriza. Kubanga yampandikako nze.
N'abagamba.
He told them.
Kubanga singa mukkiriza Musa.
If you believed Moses.
Nange mwandizikiriza.
You would have believed me.
Kubanga yampandikako.
For he wrote about me.
Nibagamba mama yamuwandikirako.
Where did he write about you?
Musa yakuwandikako.
Moses wrote about you where?
Nga tebajjukira nayo bambi.
Didn't even remember there.
Omanyi olunaku lumu mu Luke
16:19. In the Luke 16.
Onyole 19.
The verse 19. And to 25.
Mukama waffe Yesu yaleeta olwalinga olugero.
Jesus brought a parable.
Naye okusinira ku ngeri esula esooka onyolisooka
n'olwokubiri. Proverbs 1:1-2.
Engeri kitegeeza ebigambo eby'amagezi n'okutegeera.
Parable means word of wisdom and understanding.
N'abagamba.
And he told them.
Omanyi omugagga yagenda n'agamba tume Lazaro ku nsi.
Rich man said they sent Lazarus on the world.
Mukama waffe Yesu n'agamba.
And Jesus said.
Basome Musa ne bannabbi.
Let them read of the Moses and the prophets.
Musa akyali ku nsi.
Moses still on the world.
Ne bannabbi.
Even the prophets.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Naye kyenjagala okuleeta kiri bwe kiti.
I want to bring to you is this.
Mukama waffe Yesu ayogedde mu Yokaana n'essuula ey'okutaano.
Our Lord Jesus has spoken in the John 5.
Yohana mu musanvu n'agamba.
Verse 46 he said.
N'agamba.
And he said.
Ndikubanga era yampandiikako.
That he wrote about me.
The
prophet Moses wrote about him. What did he write about him? And the problem which happened, all the works he did,
he
read well how Moses wrote about him, they would have just believed. What I bring to you is this. If you read of someone who proclaimed that he will be coming, know well what he will be doing,
it
begins to do you see and confirm he is the one. He is the one. Today we
studied
Australian vision that he wrote in 1992. Speaks of that man.
He's
a prophet Elijah, who is like Moses, who is like King David, who held the work of God.
Pointing
on you on issues they wrote about, and you find the one walking in them, you straight confirm he is the one. The problem on the Israelites was one. They didn't mind what was written about him.
But
when it's Deuteronomy 18:18 and to 21, he says this. Deuteronomy 18:18.
Ndibayimusiza nabbi ku baganda baabwe afaanana nga ggwe era nditeeka ebigambo byange mu kamwa ke.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Katuddeko ku waggulu katono.
Let's briefly get upwards.
Tuve ku 15.
Let's come from verse 15 perhaps.
Kubanga oyinza obutategeera bulungi kyajja kitya. Katuve.
Let's come from verse 15.
Ekyamateeka essula ya 18 n'olunyi lwa 15.
Deuteronomy 18 from verse 15.
Mukama Katonda wo alikuyimusiza nabbi wakati wo ku baganda bo afaanana nga nsi oyo gwe muliwulira.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Amen.
Omwoyo omutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Prophet
Moses as he went on the mountain.
He
told him, the Lord your God raised from your brethren who is like you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Though
they expected Moses,
Moses
was not the one to come.
The
one like Moses was the one to come.
For
Moses brought the Old Testament. The one like him was to bring the New Testament.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
Let's repeat this verse we hear.
Deuteronomy 18
verse 15.
Mukama Katonda wo alikuyimusiza nabbi wakati wo ku baganda bo afaanana nga nze oyo gwe muliwulira.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ. Yogera n'abaana ba Israeli.
Moses spoke to the Israelites.
Ndi mumwe.
That among you,
walijja mukama n'ayimusa nabbi.
The Lord will raise a prophet who is like me.
Gwe muwuliranga.
He is the one you will hearken to.
Amakuru cheki.
The meaning is what?
Abalala tebali na kubawulira.
Others not meant to hearken to them.
They
would have hearkened to them.
He was the
one who was establishing whatever they spoke. Right from Prophet Moses
to
reaching Prophet Malachi,
all
those who spoke right there, they were meant to be proven by Jesus.
When he said
Prophet so was right,
they
go with him forward. Let us hear.
Deuteronomy 18,
verse 16.
Nga byonna bwe byali biwasaba Mukama Katonda wo ku Kolebu ku lunaku olw'okukuŋŋaanirako ng'oyogera nti, nneme okuwulira nate eddoboozi ya Mukama Katonda wange era nneme okulaba nate omuliro guno omungi nneme okufa. 17. Mukama n'aŋŋamba nti, boogedde bulungi ebyo bye bagambye. 18. Ndibayimusiza nabbi ku baganda baabwe afaanana nga ggwe era nditeeka ebigambo byange mu kamwa ke era alibabuulira byonna bye ndi mulagira.
Yesu
abaana
baisirayiri baagenda okusinkana
kulusozi bw'obaosomye
ekyamateeka essuula ey'okuna
baatuuka
ne batya okuwalampayo ku
lusozi nga
bagamba
bunno
omuliro ogwokya gwali
gwakubasaanyawo.
Mu kaseera ako baasaba mu maaso ga Katonda ne bagamba
Mukama
tetwagala kusinkana
olimu okututta. Ekirala
olimala okugyawo
Moses
ani aliddawo alinga yakusisinkana n'atuwa bye n'omuteekamu ebigambo byonajja
n'abitubuulira.
N'abagamba
tibasabye
bulungi
Abayisirayiri bano nange
ndibayimusiza
nabbi
alinga
ggwe
era nditeeka ebigambo byange mu kamwa ke. Jukira Mukama waffe Yesu ebbanga lyonna ng'ayogera mu kitabo kya Yokaana.
Remember Jesus all along speaking in the book of John.
Yabagamba ebigambo bye mbagamba si byange.
What I tell you they are not mine.
By'oli eyantuma.
They are of the one who sent me.
Naye tebaakirowoozangako nnyo.
But did not think much of it.
Ebbanga ddene yabagamba
nga banna. Not them he told them.
Ebigambo bino bye njogera si byange.
What I speak they are not mine.
By'oli eyantuma.
They are of him who sent me.
Kwe kugamba nti Katonda yali mu Kristo.
To say God was in the Christ.
Kitaffe.
The Father.
Ng'atabagana n'ensi.
It reconciles with the world.
Kati kiri kyayogeddeko.
It's what he has spoken of.
Mu Yokaana esuula ey'okutaano.
In the John 5.
Anamukaaga
n'amusanvu. 46:47.
Nti singa mbadde musobola okukkiriza mu Musa.
If you had believed Moses.
Nange mwaninzikiriza.
Me you would have believed me.
Kubanga yampandiikako.
For he wrote about me.
Yawandika nti Mukama waffe Yesu bw'alijja.
Wrote that when Jesus will come.
Talijja ku bubwe.
He will not come by his own.
Taliyogera byayagala
ye. He will not speak what he wants.
Byonna byalifulumya.
Everything he will speak out.
Bilibeera bya kitaffe yabimugamba.
Father he has told it to him.
Kubanga kitaffe yagamba.
For the Father says.
Nze nja kubayimusiza omu ku baganda baabwe.
I will raise from among them one of their brethren.
Era ndimuteekamu ebigambo byange.
And I will put my words in him.
Wabula bw'amala okugamba ekyo.
When he spoke that.
Yateekawo akakulizo n'agamba.
He put a condition he said.
Let's
read the next verse.
Kyamateeka 18:19.
Deuteronomy 18:19.
Kale olulituuka buli ataliwulira bigambo byange byalyogerera mu linnya lyange ndi mulanga ekyo.
Yesu
yebazikale
olulituuka
come to pass
buli ataliwulira bigambo byange
whoever will not hearken unto my words
byaliyogerera mu linnya
lyange
ndi mulanga
ebyo. I will require him for that. I choose him.
Uliriza bulungi ebigambo ebyo.
Well of those words.
Ekigambo kye nkugambye.
The word I've told you.
Ndi omusajja oli okubanga nabbi Musa.
That man be like prophet Moses.
Musajja atukulembedde mu mulimu guno.
The man who has led us in this work.
Ogusembayo kusema zinga
wesi. The final on the planet Earth.
Kuita mu Uganda kula
lyange. Through Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Kubanga nabbi Musa.
To be like prophet Moses.
Nabbi Musa yalanga okujja n'okuzaliwa kwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
Prophet Moses proclaimed the coming and birth of Jesus.
Wabula ye okumufaanananga.
But he to appear like him.
Yali n'okulanga okuddako
okw'okubiri. Proclaim his second coming.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Amen. Kati ye Mukama waffe Yesu kiyatandisa kunnyonnyola.
He began explaining us.
Mu Yokaana bwe yajja ku nsi kuno.
When he came on the world in John.
Yanywa mu Yokaana esuula ey'okutaano.
Explained in John 5.
Anamunnya paka anamusanvu wetu kyakomye.
44:47 we have just ended.
Singa abaana baisirayiri baali basobola okukkiriza nabbi Musa.
If Israelites were to believe Moses.
Naye bandimukkiriza.
He too would have believed him.
Kubanga yamuwandiikako.
For he wrote about him.
Ebintu bye tusomye mu kyamateeka 18.
Deuteronomy 18.
Okuva ku 15.
From verse 15.
Paka ku 19
we tuli leero. 19 where we are now.
Nga Katonda agamba.
And God said.
Bwe ndimala otteeka ebigambo byange mu kamwa ke.
Put my words in his mouth.
N'abyogera mu linnya lyange.
Speaks them in my name.
Nemugaana okubikkiriza.
And reject to believe them. I will choose you for that. But remember that. Well, in the John 3.
16.
And 19. And he said. Loved the world, gave up his begotten son. One who believes him. Is not condemned. Whoever never believes. Is already condemned. Those are the words.
Weyateeka omusango ng'agamba.
Where he put judgment
say. Wendimala okumusindika ku nsi.
After I send him in the world.
N'ayogera ebigambo byange mu linnya lyange.
My name.
Ne mubigaana.
And you reject them.
Ngenda kubalanga.
I will choose you for those words.
Kati ebigambo ebyo omusango omukulu.
The great judgment in this.
Muyo nabi yalina okwogera.
In all he was meant to speak.
Osooka gaana kube abeera omulokozi
wo. First reject being their savior.
Abayisirayiri kye baakola luli.
Israelites did
then. Alyoka abaggyeko obulokozi.
Then he took salvation from them.
n'ebigambo bye n'abibajjako.
He took away his words from them.
N'abitwala mu bamawanga.
And took it them to the Gentiles.
Kubanga ekyo kivve kye basinga okukola ennyo.
That's the great sin they committed.
Nga tebannabagaana ebigambo bye yayogera.
Before they rejected the words they spoke.
Baamugaana okubeera omulokozi waabwe.
They rejected him be their savior.
Kyayogera mu Yokaana 3.
So what is speaking in John 3.
Olunyiri olw'ekkumi n'omukaaga.
And the verse 16.
N'okukirira.
And down.
N'agamba bw'ati.
And he says this.
Yokaana essula y'okusatu olunyira 16.
John 3:16.
Kubanga Katonda bwe yayagala ensi bw'ati, n'okuwaayo n'awaayo omwana we eyazaalibwa omu yekka, buli muntu yenna amukkiriza aleme okubula, naye abeere n'obulamu obutaggwaawo. 17. Kubanga Katonda teyatuma mwana we mu nsi okusalira ensi omusango, naye ensi erokokere ku ye. 18. Amukkiriza tegumusinga. Atamukkiriza gumaze okumusinga, kubanga takkiriza linnya lya mwana eyazaalibwa omu yekka owa Katonda.
Owulidde omusango bwe gutandikira
newankubadde
mu kyamateeka
18:19
eyawandikibwako nabbi
Musa
bw'alijja alyogera ebigambo
byalinnya
lya Katonda era buli atalibikkiriza balimulanga omusango
ogwooba
otunulira Yokaana essula eno ey'okusatu 19:16-19 agamba
He said, for God so loved the world, gave his begotten son, didn't give him to condemn us, but the world to be saved through him. One believing him is not condemned. Whoever never believes him is already condemned. For he doesn't believe
in
the name of his son to be the savior. Now, that's what Israel first did. In time past of many years.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yeah,
close to 2,000 plus years. And they have rebelled of what the one Moses wrote of. That he will be born, raised from among them.
The
words he will speak will not be his.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now you've seen where the condemnation comes from.
Israel
we have spoken of above.
Point
in the 6th point.
Blindness
of their eye where it began.
The
prophet Moses they expected.
Proclaimed
for the birth of Jesus.
And
words of God which were to come from him. But they rebelled against them.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
Much. And they rebelled against the New Testament.
So,
yes, to be like prophet Moses.
He
too had to make a covenant.
As
Moses made Israel make the Old Testament.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But they're not enabled to accept it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And they rejected the New Testament. And in Israel up to today, not many of them believe the New Testament. For they reject the one speaking in it. Even the apostles. By the Spirit of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
When Jesus reached on the world, when you read Matthew 25,
the verse
26 and to 30,
reached
and made this New Testament like this.
Matthew 26:26. N'agumenyamu, n'abawa abayigirizwa, n'agamba nti mutoole mulye, guno gwe mubiri gwange, 27. N'atoola ekikompe, ne yeebaza, n'abawa, ng'agamba nti munywe ku kino mwenna, 28. Kubanga kino gwe musaayi gwange ogw'endagaano, oguyiika olw'abangi olw'okuggyawo ebibi.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
As
the disciples had gathered, Jesus moved on to make the new covenant with them. which passeth through his blood. Though when Moses made a covenant with Israelites then, he didn't use his blood. Moses used the blood of the birds
and
the lamb of 7 years. But they forgot the lamb was the real Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus' mind. One of the things they first rejected is the New Testament passed through the blood of Jesus. And the Judaism, as they believe,
and
remained giving sacrifice, goat, sheep, and they rejected the New Testament.
Yes, we have
praise
Amen.
Jesus
much.
But if they read well the scriptures, according to Prophet Jeremiah, Jeremiah 31:31-33, the new covenant made by the Lord Jesus, he came promising it.
Jeremiah 31:31. Laba, enaku zijja, bwayogera Mukama. Lwe ndiragana endagaano empya n'ennyumba ya Isirayiri n'ennyumba ya Yuda, 32. Singa endagaano bwe yali gye nalagaana ne bajjajjaabwe ku lunaku lwe nabakwata ku mukono okubajja mu nsi y'e Misiri. Endagaano yange eyo ne bakimenya. Newankubadde nga nali mbawasizza, bwayogera Mukama.
Yes,
praise the Lord.
We are so busy, Munabi Jeremiah.
When he promised in Prophet Jeremiah,
Ngagamba.
And he said, behold, the days are coming
when I'll
make a new covenant
ne Israel, ne Judah.
The house of Israel and Judah.
That
I made with their forefathers
when
I got them from Egypt. This is the new covenant. They rebelled against it and broke it. It did not stand.
So
we are meant to wait for the new covenant. Let's move on over here.
Jeremiah 31:33. Na yeno yendagano, jendiragana ne nyumba Israeli, oluvanyuma lw'ennaku ezo, bwayogera Mukama. Nditeeka amateeka gange mu bitundu byabwe by'omunda. Era mutima gwabwe mwendigawandiika. Nange nabanga Katonda waabwe. Nabo banabanga bantu bange.
New Testament promised to them.
Ndikubanga ndikola endagaano
empya. Make a new covenant. It's not like the other.
Mundagaano nongenda chusa amwe ebintu.
This covenant I'm to change many things.
Amateeka agali ku bipande.
Laws which are on the tablet of stone.
Ne mu kitabo.
Even in the book.
Ngenda kugachusanga wandike mitima gyabwe.
I'm going to change write them in their hearts.
I won't know you can be Katonda wabwe.
Then I will be their God.
Kitegeze bagana mukama wafe Yesu.
When they reject the Lord Jesus.
Bagana nabi Musa yamuandika.
Prophet Moses who wrote about him.
Era mwe bibasoko okubanga bajemera.
Those they first rebel against.
Mu bigambo mukama wafe Yesu yayogera mu linnya lya kitaffe.
In the words Jesus spoke in the name of the Father.
Tuli debasoka kujemera obulokozi.
First rebelled against salvation. They didn't end on that. They rebelled against the new covenant that we've had him make with Israelites. That we've read Matthew 26:26-30. Where he says the covenant of his blood which is shed for the many. That the covenant he made in the Matthew 25:26-30. The covenant which was proclaimed long.
Jeremiah 31:1-33.
Them a new covenant. Not like the one I made with their forefathers. That they didn't stand in. Which they broke.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
It's the new covenant I will make with them. I will write my laws in their hearts, even their inner man, even their minds. And I will be their God.
God
refused to be God of Israelites in the days of New Testament. They first rebelled against the New Testament. And the one Moses wrote of when he came, the one who would say to the name of the God, they would listen to them. They rejected salvation.
When
God loved the world, he gave him
hope
for the entire world to be saved through him.
And
those who believe not condemned, those who don't believe they are condemned already. They rejected salvation. Even the covenant are to reject it. The new covenant. That's what is made us making.
In Matthew 26:26-30.
The new covenant is blood, which will cleanse many to take them from sin. But the real covenant, that the prophets believed in it, as prophet Jeremiah, they had proclaimed it. Jeremiah 31:31-33. Made them reject it. It's not written prophecies. For when Jesus reached on the world,
he
told them, I've not come abolish laws and the prophets. I have come to fulfill them. That's the work he was sent to do.
That's
the word of God.
He
closed flesh and appeared to us. Let's go in Matthew, we hear. He told them, friends,
don't think
I came to abolish the laws, even the prophets. I came to fulfill.
Matthew.
Matthew 5:17.
Temulowooza nti najja kudibya mateeka n'ebyabannabbi. Sajja kudibya wabula okutuukiriza.
Praise Jesus.
Yabagamba bannaye.
He told them, friends, not come to abolish laws as Moses gave them, even prophecies as they came.
Have
come to fulfill those laws, even the prophecies. One of what was to fulfill in the laws, the covenant they had broken, the old covenant,
had
made a new covenant which is perfected. In that,
he
moved on to fulfill prophecy, which wrote of that covenant, the new covenant.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Why
I pray these words? As we are called as the nation of Uganda
to
God's final work on planet Earth,
we
are given a person to head us.
You
have been put before us. It's like Prophet Moses.
As
Moses proclaimed the birth of Jesus, and the words of God will be in him. Jesus wished to be birthed. That man too has to proclaim for his coming back. Praise Jesus much. But he comes back. That man has to explain what happened between being proclaimed through Moses and he came on the world and they refused to believe him as the Israelites in the flesh,
and
decided to move in the Gentiles
and
passed to Apostle Paul.
You
understood me.
But
you might say,
where
else do they refer that he will be the one coming? Your work in ministry
to explain
Jesus is coming back.
He has to
explain Moses wrote of him
and
he came on the world
and
the Israelites rebelled against him.
Started
moving the Gentiles
till
fulfillment of Gentiles has happened, where he's winding up his work
based
in Egypt, which was BC then.
And
today is not Africa in AD. Nation will do his final work, which beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. The nation known as Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
He's
arrived there.
And
raised up that man.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He's like Prophet Moses. He has to explain the way Prophet Moses proclaimed the birth of the Lord Jesus. Jesus was birthed,
he
did have things written on him, but Israelites in the flesh rejected him. Today he has to convict them to believe him,
even
the world to be established
entire,
by Israelites to be restored.
We
all wait for Jesus and Israelites to their waiting.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
I mean,
I hope you've understood me there. When Jesus reached on the world, as I explained the covenant, that covenant became a problem. The new covenant, when Israelites rejected it, Gentiles, when we laid hold on it, fulfilling things of Old Testament,
and
all the troubles we have as the Gentiles
concerning
the Old Testament, it's because we don't understand the Old Testament. We did not move by it. That's why you see, when the New Testament shows that the new church moving in us, we find ourselves building the church of the Old Testament, of the building, and still it's not perfected as it was.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We find
not connected things well. Those who were here before, like apostles, because they were in the Old Testament, they entered the new, and they could connect to the church.
Now,
when you reach the Gentiles, let's read. Things of Old Testament say,
Solomon
built the temple.
I don't know.
And this one broke it. Now the one he broke, where is that?
Now,
so he built in 3 days. Where is that? And we failed to connect them.
We did
Old Testament. Those who moved it were Israelites. We entered in within the New Testament. That's why it's hard to find Gentiles.
It's
all other people in the world besides Israelites in the flesh, who understand the Old Testament. We go with the new one and we begin to flow with it. And we begin to struggle within it. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
When the
Testament tithes and offering in the Old Testament, and reason Malachi, the house of God to lack food, you find is the one eating them.
But
the house of God didn't get explained of it, whether they are the people. Apostles understood that. For Acts 4, when they are brought in the apostles'
feet,
and they knew the house of God is the people, and if each as their need was, we moved to fall in them. What God was to do to us had to bring the one like Moses, who understand the Old Testament, knows when Jesus came, he proclaimed by Moses to make a new covenant.
But
he too, he understands it.
Amen.
You know, there are things, those you say these ones, that man is put all honors to me. These are not honors, my brother. Responsibility I can never reject. How dare I say it is not me? My friends, you know, Lord Jesus said,
if
I say I don't know God, I am a liar. But I know him. I cannot reject that.
Wow.
There's something you find, and that's what you are. Because if you do what, you need to dare reject it. I don't know where you escaped from God. How dare you strike poverty to a king? How dare you reject the offer of God, of the king, and bounce back his works? And you say, I will not do your work. How dare you answer the king?
Uriye kabaka wabakaba.
He is the king of kings.
Akugambye
genda. Told you
oberenga Musa.
Be like Moses.
Oberenga Elijah. Oberenga Daudi.
Be like David. And he say it is not me.
Eyaba abiyogeranga ebyo ngatabagezaako
kubifananyiriza. Those who try to speak, try to just appear.
Uliko nabi Musa kenyini.
Prophet Moses himself.
Yagamba sobola kuogera.
He said I cannot.
Namunyigira.
God angered to him.
Nkutuma.
I send you.
Ugatusa kuogera. Ani atonda obumwa.
Created the mouth.
Ani atonda abatogera.
Who don't speak, who created them? Would you bounce back the offer? You bounce back the work I've given you. I've chosen you when I'm not keenly looked at you. Another prophet Jeremiah. He said, I am young. Don't speak again, you're young. Another
Gideon.
Omulamuzi the judge.
Yagamba ewafu tulibavunya tenze muto.
We are so poor and unbelieving. You have chosen you out and I don't know.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
Many
others.
Ninyagala kubanga nabi Isaiah.
I want to be like prophet Isaiah.
Omwe mtu kubuya moyamba.
The Holy Spirit helped him. Isaiah 6. The Lord Jesus answered in him. They asked, whom will I send?
And
walk quick for the Christ.
He said,
me, I'm here. No bouncing back God's offer to him and this work.
Now,
I cannot reject that. If I did know how
they
are
not
be and how they are to be done, I would have told you, I am not the one.
It
needs to work. Not to boost over it.
It
needs work.
And
to fulfill the work they expect in you. If you come, you say I'm the one. And you know nothing. You come out to say you're the one. Okay. After begin to work to prove it. We shall not
have
come out to say what I want. If you feel it's not me. Me, I will take away all
infant
and the people begin afresh.
Yes, we must
praise
Amen.
Jesus. I get everything around. I take it away.
Don't
need to copy.
Have to
begin yourself. I get my things.
As
given me the journey of heaven to be like Moses.
And
people I am with,
and
what's written,
and
I leave you in this place, you begin afresh.
Let
not begin to ask you who is who.
Yes, we was
raised
here.
You know, sometimes we act stubborn. Sometimes Satan is behind us.
Oh, Uganda, yes, and you say,
brother, you please me much.
Yes, and Agamba,
he said, but Apostle,
I spoke
with Pastor Bosa.
I feel
battling in me.
When
I battle, I feel a fire marching in me.
It
burns me fighting.
Ngangamba,
and I say, it is not you.
Why did that chicken no one you
know? I see you are the one.
And
he told me, but forgive me. I told him, friend, my brother.
God says
in the first John, verse 8 to 10,
that
if you believe, have sins, God forgave you.
And
empowers you to confront that's been in you arguing is not the one.
But
depart from it, confess, I believe it's him, but you contend with me, I don't want contentions. If it's not me, you are going to look for him where? If it's not me, where else will you get him? For when we rejected the Lord Jesus, as we were in Israel, even some of those who knew, on the Gentiles, where will they get the Savior? Where will another come from? Where will God get another to give them to him? He will never happen. Finished. Jesus is the Savior. No matter what they will do.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, Sagara,
don't want to reject the one put before you. Or you condemn with Satan
Ugana.
That will reject him.
Ugana.
For your rejection, it's a battle. You will struggle in the heart. The fire will shine there. In your heart. Get scriptures, they are deleted from you. Don't believe the one releasing them. How dare you? Will you have them?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to move on with our issue. That man to be like Prophet Moses. As Prophet Moses proclaimed the birth of the Lord Jesus. Even that man has to proclaim his coming back. Had the Lord Jesus explained to us in the John 5:44-47, if they believed Moses, they would have believed him because he wrote about him. Deuteronomy 18:15-19. When God told Prophet Moses, raised from the midst of children of Israel, a person like Moses, put his words in him, speak them in his name, not believe will be accused of that. I told you a first example. The Israelites accuse the case. Believe Jesus as their Savior. John 3:16-19. Whoever never believes him is already condemned. Whoever believes him is not condemned. God loved the world, he gave him to us that we be saved from him. On the Israelites and all people of the world who refuse to believe Jesus is their Savior. All they are rebellious towards God. Never be their God no matter when.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. Even the second example of the new covenant, covenant Moses made, Jesus Christ
moved
on to make the new covenant through his blood. Take away the other that are broken before.
Go to
Matthew 26:26-30.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And he promised. He made a covenant of his blood, which was shed for the many.
And
we told very well. Covenant did make it as he wants him.
Because
prophecy had released in Jeremiah. 31:31-33.
Make
covenant with the Israelites.
Not
as that he made with them.
For
fathers has get them from Egypt. Covenant didn't stand, which they broke. But the new covenant was to write the laws in their hearts, in their minds, even their inner man.
So
what he ends as explained according to Matthew 5:17,
he
did come to abolish the laws and the prophets, but he came to fulfill some of what he was fulfilling.
His
own covenant they had transgressed. Then they broke it. Started making a new covenant which is fulfilled. Praise Jesus
much.
When he explains in Hebrews. Let's go to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 8:7.
Kubendagano eri eyolubereberye singati yaliko kya kunenyesebwa tewandi nonyesebwa banga eri eyokubiri Romanana kubanga bwanenya ayogera anti laba enaku zijja bwayogera mukama wendiragana endagano empya n'ennyumba ya Isirayiri era n'ennyumba ya Yuda Romwenda singa endagano ginalagane bajjajjabwe ku lunaku lwe nabakwata ku mukono okubajja mu nsi y'emisiri Kubanga abo tebanywerera mu ndagaano yange.
Yesu
Jesus much.
Okusinzira mbebulaniye sulene yomunana.
According to Hebrews 8, verse 7 says,
bwe yasingana ensobize twajja tukuwona mu ndagaano enkadde.
Faults we made in the old covenant.
Kyamugwana otekawe bange eri endagaano
empya. Why him to put in place the new covenant?
Naye alina otukolera endagaano empya ye Mukama waffe Yesu.
We want to make us the new covenant was the Lord Jesus.
Musa gwe yayogerako.
Moses spoke of.
Kubanga nabbi Musa.
For prophet Moses.
Yakulebinawo ogukola endagaano.
The one who led the work to make the old covenant.
Naye okuyimusibwa nga Mukama waffe Yesu okuyimusibwa nga nabbi Musa.
Jesus to be raised as prophet Moses.
Yalina okukola endagaano empya.
To make a new covenant.
Already
we had faltered the old covenant. There are many things I can speak of. Those we faltered in the journey from Egypt. And when we reached even in Canaan. Didn't stand in the things of the laws.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
Ebyaviirako okuleetebwa kw'endagaano eno empya.
Those which caused the coming of the new covenant.
Olw'ensobi ezo ze yatusiŋŋana tukoze.
Faults he found us making.
Nga tuzikoze mu ndagaano enkadde.
Then them in the old covenant.
Era nga tugimenye.
And we had broken it.
Nga tugiganye.
And we had rejected it.
Kaba tuddire mukobe bulaniya owulire.
Let's repeat Hebrews we hear.
Abebulaniya sula ya 8 n'olunyi lwa 7.
Hebrews 8 verse 7.
Kuba endagaano eri y'olubereberye singa teyaliko kyakunenyezebwa. Tewandinonyezebwa bbanga eryeyokubiri.
Nti singa endagaano eri enkadde.
The old covenant.
Teyaliiko kyakunenyezebwa.
It had no faults.
Tewandibadde bbanga
eryeyokubiri. Wouldn't have been space for the new and the second one.
Naye mu Bayibuli y'Oluzungu agamba.
The English is saying.
Bwe yatusiŋŋana n'ensobi.
When he found faults with us.
Ffe twateeka ensobi mu ndagaano enkadde.
As we put faults in the old covenant.
N'ateekawo bbanga
eryeyokubiri. And he put space for the new covenant.
Bwe Bayibuli y'Oluzungu bayinza okugamba.
Display English version.
Nti bwe yatusiŋŋana
n'ensobi. That when he found us with faults.
Endagaano enkadde si yalina ensobi.
The old covenant did.
Ffe twakola ensobi mu ndagaano enkadde.
Wasn't the one with faults, it's us who faulted it.
Hebrews chapter 8 verse 7.
Abebulaniya esula ya 8 kutandika ku lunyiri lw'omusanvu.
For if the first covenant had been faultless.
Kubanga endagaano eyasooka singa teyalina kunenyezebwa.
Then should no place have been sought for the second.
Tewandibaddewo bbanga olw'endagaano eyokubiri. Olunyi lw'omunaana.
For finding fault with them.
Naye we yasanga okunenyezebwa mu bo.
Owulidde okunenyezebwa tekuli mu ndagaano.
Fault is not in the old covenant.
Endagaano enkadde si erina
ekibi. Covenant had no fault.
Naye ffe abaagitambuliramu Abayisirayiri mu mubiri.
Need the Israelites in the flesh.
Ffe twakola ensobi mu
yo. As who faulted within it.
Ne tugimenya.
And we broke it.
Bwe yatusiŋŋana mu ensobi.
Found us with faults.
N'ayoka ayogera kaba tuddiremu olubiri olwo.
Let's repeat the verses 8.
Hebrews 8:8.
Abebulaniya 8 olunyi lwa 8.
For finding fault with them.
Naye we yasisinkana okunenyezebwa mu bo.
He says.
N'agamba.
Behold, the days come.
Ddala ennaku zijja.
Says the Lord.
Bw'ayogera Mukama.
When I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel.
We nakore ndagaano empya n'ennyumba ya Isirayiri.
And with the house of Judah.
N'ennyumba ya Yuda.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus much.
Owulidde olunyi luno olw'omunaana.
You heard this verse 8.
Lugamba. Bwe yabasiŋŋana mu
ensobi. When he found faults with them.
Si ndagaano nti yali yawandiikiddwa obubi.
Not a covenant that was written wrongly.
Katonda takola bikyamye
kyamye. God can't make things perverted and crooked. It's us.
Twakola ensobi mu ndagaano.
Faulted in the old covenant. And we broke it.
Ffe Abayisirayiri mu mubiri.
Israelites in the flesh. People say, are you an Israelite?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Era ffenna be baali batukwatidde endagaano.
All of us, it's them who held that covenant for us.
Kuba be baaweebwa endagaano.
It's them who give that covenant.
Ku lwaffe.
For our sake.
Era n'empya yakolebwa waabo ku lwaffe.
Even the new was made by at their side for us.
Kubanga agenda okugamba.
For us he said.
Bwe yasiŋŋana ensobi mu
bo. We found faults with them.
N'alyoka ayogera ekiri mu Yeremiya.
He spoke what's in Jeremiah. 31-33.
Ntiraba ennaku zijja.
Only the days are coming.
Lwe ndikola endagaano empya.
Make any covenant.
N'ennyumba ya Isirayiri.
House of Israel.
N'ennyumba eya Yuda.
And the house of Judah.
Yagenda okyogera ng'alabye ensobi.
Spoke when he had seen faults.
Ensobi ngaki?
Faults like what?
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Omanyi endagaano enkadde Musa yatandika okugitulaga.
You know the old covenant Moses began to show it to us.
N'azzaayo okutulaga okuva ku lubereberye.
It moved on back to show us
from Genesis. How God
made it with
ne Adamu.
Adam. And he broke it.
He
met again with Noah. Even the
Tawa.
He used the
rainbow.
Genesis 9.
We
broke it.
We
met the Tower of Babel.
He
made it with Abraham. James broke it. Jacob broke it. How did he break it?
Yes,
praise Jesus. He fought with God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Much.
He broke that. They took them to Egypt.
Is
where he resumed it to them through Prophet Moses. When they broke it, he made it with Joshua with them. He made it with Joshua. With them. Joshua 24, 15,
and
to 25.
He
told them, choose today whom you will serve.
He was
renewing it.
He
reached a time he got tired of it. He said, now, I renew the break. And they break it again.
I'm
making confident with these people.
It's
involve the Gentiles.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kakati, ebyasobezibwa, ebyatusinganibwa nabyo.
Faults they found with us. When we were in Israel, there are these ones down. In Genesis, chapter 2, verses 18 to 24, God created one woman and one man, and he said, became one body.
He
reads Deuteronomy 24,
and
he said, we can write a letter to them, and we chase them for every reason we find. Don't you remember I created one woman and man? You tell me, can write a letter chase the woman?
He
told them, you chase her. Our Lord Jesus came in Matthew 19.
He
said, whoever chases a woman, every issue they want, and they have committed adultery. And they say, why? Moses, tell us right to chase the woman.
And
he said, it was hardening of your heart.
You
broke with the first law.
Create
one man and woman.
He said,
write a letter to chase the woman. Genesis, how it began. Those are faults I'm telling you that he found with us.
That
is the old covenant.
He gives
us others, we argue with him.
Moses,
don't argue with those people.
Give
them righteous women. And give them laws which are not good. Commands by which they will never live.
Ezekiel
20, 23-25.
For
they had rejected my laws and my commandments.
Made
to give them laws and commands by which they will not live.
There are
some commands you hear mixed up here. We cause them to be involved there.
Jesus
fulfilled laws which spoke of their correction.
Make
new covenant. Another like Moses to explain it to you. You know, people you argue much.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus much.
But
what we explained up there, the faults we made in the old covenant, then we put a new covenant.
And
wanted us read be one example. Those they find us faulting concerning the old covenant, then brought us the new covenant. Israelites in the first day, don't know that.
One
explain them is the one put before you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. For the Lord Jesus, when he reached on the world, to make a new covenant,
olw'endagaano enkadde yali
yasobezeddwa
eyimu ku ebyo yalina okulongoosa
ng'atuukiriza
amateeka
n'obunnabbi
ebyali bikwataga n'ebyokuwasa etteeka ly'okuwasa n'okugoba
law of marrying and chasing a woman.
Baamugamba we bati Matayo 19.
Told him this in Matthew 19.
Nkulage gye byava bye yali annyonnyola.
I show you where things came from.
That,
and you understand. That man to be like prophet Moses.
Nabi Musa yalanga okujja kwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
Moses proclaimed for the coming of Jesus.
Era okuyimukanga ye.
And to raise up like him.
Naye bwe yakola ne Katonda.
Made a covenant with God.
Naye Mukama waffe Yesu akola endagaano
ebya. Even Jesus made a new covenant.
N'ebigendererwa.
Even the motives.
Ebyokutuukiriza amateeka
of fulfilling the laws and the prophecy.
Kubanga olwedde twali tubisobezza.
Already we had faulted them.
Obunnabbi bwe twasobya amateeka.
When you faulted the laws.
Obunnabbi ne butandika olanga agenda okujja
okutereza. Prophecies began to proclaim the one to come to correct them.
Naye Mukama waffe
Yesu. The Lord Jesus.
Mukama waffe bw'atuuka ku nsi.
When the Lord reached the world.
Bamubuuza era ng'atereza ebintu.
Asked him when he corrected things. This thing we don't believe it. This is big-headedness.
Bamugambe bati Matayo.
Bamugezaako
balabo bayeye.
Tried on him to see what
Musa katumubuuza ebya Musa tulabe.
Like Moses, let's ask him things of Moses we see.
Ne bamubuuza ebya Musa.
And they asked him things of Moses.
Wano Matayo 19:19.
Matthew 19:19.
Matayo isura ya 19 n'olunyiro 19.
Matthew 19:19.
Osanga mu kitiibwa kitaawo ne nnyoko.
Katuve ku lw'okubiri.
Matayo 19:2.
Matthew 19:2.
Bwe tuva ku lusooka kijja tuzimba nnyo.
Matayo 19 olusooka.
Matthew 19:1.
Awo olwatuuka Yesu bwe yamala ebigambo ebyo n'ava e Galilaaya n'ajja ku mbibi ey'e Buyudaaya emitala wa Yoludaani. Olwokubiri ebibiina ebinene ne bimugoberera n'abawonyeza eyo. Olwokusatu Abafalisaayo ne bajja gy'ali ne bamukema nga bagamba nti omuntu ayinza okugoba mukazi we okumulanga buli kigambo.
Owulidde Abafalisaayo kye baakola.
What the Pharisees did.
Mu Matayo
19:3.
Abafalisaayo ne bajja gy'ali.
Jesus came to him.
Nga bamukema.
And they testing him.
Bamukema balabo. Yalinga Musa.
Is he like Moses?
Atulongoosezza ebya Musa.
That to correct things of Moses.
Ne bamugamba.
And they told him.
Omuntu ayinza okugoba obukazi.
Someone chases a woman.
Olwa buli nsonga gy'asanze.
Any issue they find.
Katulabe oba yeye.
Let us see whether he is the one.
Ayinza tunyonyola ebya Musa.
Explain the things of Moses.
N'atuwa amazima gaabyo.
Gives us truth of them.
Kubanga nabbi Musa mu kyamateeka 18.
Moses in Deuteronomy 18.
18.
Maka 21.
Yabagamba bwalijja alibabuulira byonna.
When he will come he will tell you all.
Alibalongoseza byonna n'abitereza.
For you everything.
Kati bamuze bamugezesa.
Now they have come test him.
Wamma. Tudire mu
lw'okusatu. Let's repeat verse 3.
Matayo 19 lw'okusatu.
Matthew 19:3.
Abafalisaayo ne bajja gy'ali ne bamukema nga bagamba nti omuntu ayinza okugoba mukazi we okumulanga buli kigambo. Olwokuna n'addamu n'abagamba nti temusomanga nti oyo eyabakola olubereberye nga yabakola omusajja n'omukazi. Olwokutaano n'abagamba nti omuntu kyanavanga aleka kitaawe ne nnyina ne yeetaba ne mukazi we n'abo bombi banaabanga omubiri gumu.
Owulidde bye yabannyonnyola.
You already explained them.
Baamugezaako balabe.
They tested him on seeing.
Kubanga nabbi Musa yawandika okuva ku lubereberye.
Moses brought from Genesis.
Katulabe ono oba alinga ye abimanyi.
This one like Moses knows those things.
Ne bamukema.
And they tested him.
Matayo 19.
Matthew 19. 3.
Nga baamugezesa nti.
And they tested him.
Omuntu w'amayinza okugoba.
Someone chases a woman.
Omukazi olwa buli nsonga yonna.
Over every issue.
Ye n'abaddamu onyola okuna
n'olwokutaanotemusomangako ng'oyo
eyabakola okuva ku lubereberye yabakola omukazi
n'omusajja
era ng'agamba nti omusajja kyanavanga aleka kitaawe ne
nnyina
bombi ne babeera omubiri
gumu.
Yesu yabazibwa. Ebyo bye yakwoti nga biri mu lubereberye
bbi.
Yali amanyi okuva gye bitandikira.
Nga
temwonooneka.
Don't you get corrupted at all there.
Mubi musome ebyali mu lubereberye temwewuzawuza wano.
Beginning, don't act mad here.
Lubereberye sura ya 2.
Genesis 2.
Lubereberye esura ya 2.
Katuva ku lw'abiri mu 4.
N'olunyiriri olw'abiri
mu 3.
Omuntu n'ayogera nti, ono nno ly'eggumba erivudde mu magumba gange. Ye nyama evudde mu nyama yange. Naye anayitibwanga mukazi, kubanga ajjiddwa omusajja. Olw'24. Omusajja kyanaavanga aleka kitaawe ne nnyina, ne yeetaba ne mukazi we. N'abo bombi banaabanga omubiri gumu. Olw'25. Bombi baali bwereere.
Praise Jesus much.
We come from
Genesis
2:23.
He and the man said, this is my bone.
It's
come from my bones.
It's
come from my flesh.
She
will be called woman.
Because
she was taken from the man.
And
therefore,
shall
the man leave his father
and
his mother.
He
shall cleave unto his wife,
and the two
shall become one flesh.
Jesus put tested
him in Matthew 19:3.
The
Pharisees came to test him.
Remember,
they were the ones in the laws.
Moses
and they have sat in the seat. Lord, explain Matthew
23.
The verse 1-5.
The
Pharisees sit in the seat of Moses.
Sit
in the seat of Moses as if they interpret the laws.
They
did understand somewhere beyond them. And they tested him,
saying, can some woman
over every issue?
In verse
5 and 6, he answered,
haven't you read
what did in the beginning? Genesis 2? Verse 23 to 24,
and
made them man and woman, and he spoke,
man
shall leave the father and the mother and cleave to the wife, and there will be one flesh.
And
they say, my,
it's
easy to understand them. Now what shall we do?
Let's
also bring in Deuteronomy.
Matthew 19 verse 6. Obutaba babiri nate naye omubiri gumu. Kale Katonda kye yagatta awamu omuntu takyawulangamu. Olw'omusanvu. Ne bamugamba nti, kale Musa ekyamulagiza ki okumuwa ebbaluwa ey'okwawukana?
Ne bamugamba ssebo,
sooka
otubuulire Musa
bwe
yayogerako.
Lwaki
yagamba tuwandike ebbaluwa egoba?
Tell us write a letter of divorce.
Ate nga nabbi Musa kennyini yawandika olubereberye.
Moses himself wrote Genesis.
Esula eso ey'okubiri.
Chapter
2. 23:24. Ng'agamba Katonda yatonda omusajja n'omukazi.
God made one man and woman.
Era ne bafuuka omubiri
gumu. And became one flesh.
Lwaki yatuwandikira?
Why did he write to us again?
Okusabya bibabuuzizza Matayo 19
musanvu.
Lwaki Musa yatuwandikira?
Why Moses write to us?
Ebbaluwa ey'okubiri. Tuwandike ebbaluwa ey'okubiri.
Write a letter of divorce.
Kubanga kino bakikopolwano mukyamateeka 24.
Copped it in Deuteronomy 24.
Ne bagamba sebo tubiisanye tulabe.
And he said, let's compete and see whether it is you.
Yesu yebaza.
Praise Jesus much.
Gwe babisa. Yesu yebaza.
Praise Jesus.
Omanyi abantu so balina embazuulu.
People have the
heads. Just as some
of you have them.
Leero nga mugamba si ye.
There you say it's not the
one. Now you
dare ask and we see.
You
ask anything
and
we begin to see.
People
think
it's bright. It's
not bright but breaking contentions.
Amen.
You
know they come at a
time
and you have to break arguments
which
contend with the knowledge of God.
Let's first
break them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen. Now, what
in Deuteronomy
24?
And they quoted for him.
You know,
they are going to quote as you wait. And they claim to be wise.
Yet
everything we surrounded, we have it. Everything they ask, we have scripture by scripture. We will live there a little. As you ask, we pass it and we pass here and we get it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Deuteronomy
24.
Deuteronomy 24
from verse 1.
Omusajja bwatwalanga omukazi n'amuwasa. Kale olunaatuukanga bwataaganjenga n'akatono mu maaso ge. Kubanga alabye ku ye ekitali kirungi.
Ng'ekiki?
Like what?
Kati kirabika bw'otuuka
eyo.
N'otuuka n'ogenda bwamutwalidde mu ngoye ng'apanga. Bikula ku ntumbwe.
As you open the feet of her.
Eringa eyange eringa omuggo.
It's like a stick.
Noga mugobi.
And you say, I have divorced this one.
Tutayimbwa.
The lake is like a stick. Is that a foolishness? Every reason. When you pray for the feet to a bit grow fat. That I took them, I saw wrongly. I put the hard heaps and bums. And they are big. But as I open like this, it's artificial. It's no hip there. And you write, I've divorced this one. I took her thinking she has a goat. I wish she has it not. Did you have it yourself? They were right. They had no. Ask them whether they too had it.
That I took them, I thought they are going to reach in 60 years
and they still have a breast, but they reached a breast is fallen. I no more love them. They
caught
that in Egypt. And he thought to bring Wezeka on God. Did we say right and divorce that foolishness filled in those heads? Let us read.
Deuteronomy
24 verses 1.
Omusajja bw'anaatwalanga omukazi n'amuwasa, kale olunaatuukanga bw'ataaganjenga n'akatono mu maaso ge, kubanga alabye ku ye ekitali kirungi. Anaamuwandiikiranga ebbaluwa ey'okumugoba, n'agimuwa mu ngalo ze, n'amugoba mu nnyumba ye. Olwokubiri. Awo, bw'abanga avudde mu nnyumba ye, ayinza okugenda okuba omukazi w'omusajja omulala. Olwokusatu. Era bba owookubiri, bw'amukyawanga,
owulira obwenzi.
Hear immorality?
N'amuwandiikira ebbaluwa ey'okumugoba. N'agimuwa mu ngalo ze, n'amugoba mu nnyumba ye. Oba bba owookubiri bw'afanga eyamuwasa olwokuna, bba ow'olubereberye eyamugoba n'amutwalanga nate okumuwasa.
Kati Abafalisaayo.
Now the Pharisees. They are the Adventists of these days. They don't understand the laws. They are amateurs in them. They don't understand. They are ignorant of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. First way to raise the hand. I show you.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
But we
get back to Matthew 19. After they gave them a reason why Moses wrote this to us, he told them what
Moses
had
right,
or it's you messed him up. Let's get back.
Matthew 19:7-8.
Matthew 19 from verse 7.
Musa kyamulagiza ki okumwa ebbaluwa ey'okwawukana
What we read in Deuteronomy 24.
Romanana, nabagamba nti olw'obukakanyavu bw'emitima gyammwe, Musa kye yabakkiriza mubagobe bakazi bammwe. Naye okuva ku lubereberye tekyali bwe kityo.
Nabagamba kambabuulire.
He told them, me tell you.
Wadde mugamba Musa yabibagamba. Naye mwali mukakanyavu bwa mitima gyammwe.
But was hardening of your hearts.
Mwawakana n'etteeka eryasooka.
You contended with the first law.
Mu lubereberye.
In Genesis.
Si bwe kyali bwe kityo.
Wasn't like that.
Yalina kubanga omukazi omusajja omu n'omukazi omu.
Man and one woman.
Babeera omubiri gumu.
In one flesh.
Kakati mu bukakanyavu bwa mitima.
Now, you hardening of
your heart. Musa yava abawa amateeka
bwe. Moses gave you laws like that.
Si bwe kyali n'okuba.
Wasn't like that.
Yes, on the right to come out for you, so
to come correct those faults.
He
has faulted the old covenant. Moses wrote for them. God said, chest them.
You
have
hearts
hard as rock. Big headedness. God came in Jeremiah, said,
Ezekiel
20:23.
Because
rejected my laws,
he
should give them wrong laws. Is this?
They
rejected the good laws of God.
He took
them laws not good.
In
commands by which they will not live. Let's read. We hear.
Ezekiel 20,
verse 23.
Era nate nembayimusiza omukono gwange mu ddungu. Nga ndibasaasaanyiza mu mawanga ne mbataataaganyiza mu nsi nnyingi 24 kubanga baali tebatuukiriza misango gyange naye nga bagaanye amateeka gange era nga boonoonye essabbiiti zange n'amaaso gaabwe gaali gagoberera ebifaananyi bya bajjajjaabwe 25 era nate ne mbawa amateeka agatali malungi n'emisango gye batagenda kubeereramu balamu.
That where problem came.
Ndira nange nemba wa mateeka.
We too gave them laws which are not good.
N'ebirago bye batagenda kubeera balamu.
Commands by which they will not live.
Olaye mukwata ebintu
ntwa. See how you get hold of things.
Jukira oba tosobola kwasaganya ndagaano.
Remember, you can't connect old covenant.
Ate n'empya.
Even the new one.
Kati obuzibu buba bugguse.
A problem has come.
Zine songa zetu nyonyolako
leero. The issue we explain of today here.
Kusubira nti bali bazinyonyodde
ko mu nsi wano. Don't expect they have ever explained them on this world.
Ni bakunyonyola wa kyensonga Yesu yagamba tomugoba.
Why Jesus said don't chase them?
Ebi yalina okubanga Nabi Musa.
It was meant to be the prophet Moses.
Yasoka n'amanya.
He first knew. Tumende
waliwo katonda amateeka amafuga
ambadde.
Okuwa abantu bano olukakanyavu bw'emitima.
God has given me, give this
book. Kakati bwali Musa alinganze.
Raise the one like me.
Oyo yalirongosa ensonga
zonna. He will correct all the things.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
Our Lord Jesus.
Era bwe yatuuka gwe mulimu egimu kw' egyo gye yakola.
One of the works he did.
Badde bamugaana okuba omulokozi.
Though they rejected him as Savior.
Yasigala yakoze endagaano
empya. He remained making a new covenant.
Okulongoosa ebyasobezwa mu ndagaano
enkadde. Correct the faults in the old covenant.
Alyoka abagambe sajja kumenya mateeka ne bannabbi.
Then he didn't come break the laws and commands.
Naye najja kugatuukiriza.
I came fulfill laws and the prophets.
Kakati gwe bw'osomayo.
Now when you read there.
Amateeka abiri mu
Deuteronomy
20. Omukazi bw'omusanga ensobi
yonna. When you find a mist or think what you don't want on the woman.
Wandiko gobe mbuzi.
Write, chase them.
Ngoddeyo weyibalambu mukama yakugambye.
You say God has told you.
Kumba kuwadde amateeka mutagenda kubeera
mu not live by them.
Omunno mwe muli toliambizi tolya kino.
Don't eat pork.
Gonna mafu.
All those are wrong laws. Dead.
Kubanga mu lubereberye.
For in Genesis chapter 1.
Ale olwasa tumuulu. Katonda nalabanga byonna byakoze nga birungi.
All he has created is good.
Mwatandika ddyo kuba kino tekituukidde.
Ekiza bwenkulu
si kirongoofu.
Mwabijja
Misiri.
You got them in Egypt.
Mu kitabo eky'okuva essula ya 8.
Exodus 8.
Yagamba Musa n'agamba Farawo.
Moses told Pharaoh.
Tunawaayo ebyemizizo eri
Abamisiri. We offer detestable things to the Egyptians.
Mukama kyava abagamba mu Balevi 11.
God said Leviticus 11.
Temulya kino ne kino ne kino kubanga kya muizo gye
muli. Detestable to you.
Yesu bwe yajja mata 15
n'abagamba.
Teri kiyingira mu muntu.
Nothing enter someone makes them unclean.
Okujja ke kye kifuluma mu
ye. It comes from them.
Ne batabitegeera. N'abatumira omutume Paulo.
Said Apostle Paul.
Mu Barumi 14:14. Ntegerere ddala mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
in the Lord Jesus. No creation is unclean in its nature. But whoever thinks it's unclean, it's unclean to them. Now
to
Advent Muslim, they're out there.
That
the laws of God, yet dead laws. What would have spoken or live what? Let's finish Matthew 19.
Matayo esula yeko mino muenda, noli nyolo muenda.
Matthew 19, verse 19.
Muenda. Matayo kumina muenda, uli nyolo muenda.
Matthew 19, verses 9.
Era mbaga mbanti, buli anago vanga mkaziwe, wabulo kumula anga ogo wensi, na waso mulala, ngayenze. Noya wasa ya gobebwa, ngayenze.
Have
you heard well?
Na agamba,
we said you. Whoever will put away their wife, and that's an adultery. You choose them of adultery. But what adultery? There is adultery Hosea speaks of, Hosea
14.
Adultery of straying from the Lord to follow another evil spirit.
And
the physical adultery, only adultery which separates us.
Spouse
began on one God and they turned to go to other gods. That one you can put them aside. It's adultery of straying from the Lord. It's adultery of the body. Wife go to another's. That's what separates you. No character that you know, they jeered at me. You leave this house.
They
got all the breasts, it's not more nice. You chase by that.
And
I'm warning you, brethren, stop acting stubborn. Brethren, they act stubborn out there.
And say,
I will not change. Let's see what you will do to me. We shall chase you from that brother.
Oh,
our sister, you man, and you're messing her up.
We
expect us to be give rest to those tired.
And
you take away their rest. You work with your big head, you see.
Put you aside,
not be hard for you taught by God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Become a burden in the house of the brother.
I will not change
before you bring how many counselors. If you be in a small room, we shall pack our brother or sister out.
If it's
a house you pack children, we shall leave the house with your children. And our children, if we see you corrupt them, we take them away from you. You are a funny man, spoiled man. You
are
troubling our sister. When we
she capture
you, straying from the Lord is the one we first capture you in. Let me leave that.
Let me
get angered of people doing such things. Move on. Our seventh reason as we wind it up. That man to be like Prophet Moses. As Prophet Moses proclaimed the Lord Jesus Christ,
man
proclaimed the coming back of Jesus.
In
issues we've had down, Jesus explains well
in
John 5,
44
and to
47.
If he had believed Moses, they would have believed him, for he wrote about him. Praise Jesus
Amen.
Much.
Deuteronomy
18
and
the verse 15
and
to 19.
When
the Lord told Moses,
raised
from among the Israelites another like him, and put his words in him,
words
speak in the name of the Father, be accused for
God.
And the first condemnation is what we've read of John 3:16 and to 19. And he said,
whoever does
the Son of the Father,
the
Lord Jesus, to be their Savior, and they have been condemned.
Whoever
believes is not condemned.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus
Christ.
So, Israel rejected Jesus to be their savior.
Even though
the Gentiles will refuse. I don't know where they will go from God.
Now,
by all that, what we've looked at the Lord Jesus, meant to make a new covenant. Matthew 26:26-30. So this is the new covenant. It made. And I shed my blood for the many. That covenant
had
make it for Moses to make the old covenant that they broke and never stood in it. Jeremiah 31:31-33 promised to make a new covenant the house of Israel and Judah, not like that I did with forefathers and that I got from Egypt. My covenant didn't stand in it that they followed it.
I'll
make them a new covenant. I'll write my laws in their minds, in their hearts, even their inner man. Covenant Jesus made it. Matthew 5:17. Didn't come abolish laws and the prophets, but I came to fulfill.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
That we got an example that
we
read in Matthew chapter 19.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
From verses 1
to reach in
verse 9.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
We have had a reason. The Pharisees
came to
test Jesus whether he's the one Moses spoke of. And they told him, someone chase a woman over every issue they find. But because Jesus
is the
one Moses spoke to be like him, knew well from the Old Testament in the Genesis,
and
pointed them in verse 4 and 5.
When
you read in Genesis, God created one man and woman, and he spoke that
man
shall leave his father and mother, go live with his wife, and they be one flesh. Now, not two. God does in Genesis chapter 2:23-25. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And they came back say, in Matthew 17, verse 7 and 8, why did Moses accept to write a letter
to
chase a woman over every issue?
And
God that
in
Deuteronomy 24
verse 1-3,
accepted them right to chase a woman. Jesus came back Matthew 19:7-8, and he said that the hardening of your hearts, why Moses allowed you to chase your women right from the beginning, was not like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Prophecy was
fulfilling,
explained hardness of their hearts.
In
Ezekiel 20:23-25. And God said, give them the wrong laws. They have rejected his laws, even commandments and judgments. Give them laws by which they will not live, and the commands, and they will not live. That's why even the other law came
here.
Spoken of laws of the animals,
that
this is not eaten and the other. In God created things, he saw they are good. Genesis 1:31. Israelites, as they move time, for first in the Genesis 9, God told Noah, everything with life, eat it. Israelites went to Egypt. In Exodus chapter 8, Moses called the Israelites from Egypt and he told Pharaoh, we cannot offer sacrifice in Egypt. We
can
offer detestable animals in the Egyptians and they kill us and they stone us. The law in Leviticus 11, that these animals do not chew the cart, those which chew the cart, those which separate the wolves, you will eat those ones. For they are clean to you.
Say
those who don't do the cut and don't separate wolves, don't eat them. For they are not clean to you. Look to Matthew 15. And Jesus explains.
What
someone doesn't make them unclean. But what gets from them? Like adultery, backbiting, drunkenness, and the others.
When
you go to drink and you know
it.
When you get drunk, do things wrong, it comes from you.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
Much. In there we've added Romans 14:14 says confessed in the Lord Jesus. No creation is detestable in its nature.
Except
one thing is detestable. It is detestable to them.
And it
telling us 1 Timothy 4
we
eat them with thanks, all of them, and they are cleansed by the word. Now the Advent and the Muslim, they walked in the wrong law. Mistake we made in the old covenant. Jesus corrected it. I would have spoken much, reaching even the Sabbath. For Sabbath they transported it. He told them, when the Sabbath comes, don't do any work on that day. You get a stone and you throw it where it falls. That's the boundary you end.
Israelites
didn't realize that word. Even
Adivates,
who seem to be on the Sabbath, they cannot do that.
That's why he
speaks in Psalms. And he said, no. Because we are hardened, you didn't hear my voice. I put there another day called today. When you hear my voice, don't harden your heart like in the desert.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
Amen.
When he came on the world, he told them, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath. Don't you read Matthew 12? The Lord of the Sabbath created heaven and earth. The Lord Jesus.
He
told them, give up on the Sabbath, for it was the shadow of the rest. Matthew 11:25-30. Come all where and body. See rest of your spirit.
Before
you rested in the body on the Saturday. He came fulfill the law of the Sabbath. And the Sabbath he prayed, he moved preaching. He took away shadow Sabbath Moses gave them. This moved on to prove that Prophet Moses
indeed
proclaimed the Lord Jesus Christ
and
come with the words of God in him. Everything you will speak they will hear unto them. Man to be like Prophet Moses claim the coming back of Jesus. But between as he proclaims, he has to handle the things of Moses.
When
he proclaimed Jesus, to like things of the Old and the New Testament, and gets out faults. Faults how Jesus took them out. Comes back for judgment this time. And to those who rebel to him.
The
Bible speaks in Hebrews saying, he comes back the second time, not to save but to rebuke.
Let
read as we sum up that part, which has many things, they need an entire heading of them.
Get explain
all the Bible from all corners of it.
And
thereafter you argue, I am not the one. Praise Jesus. Need to let me go in that boasting which is in the vision.
Amen.
As 2 Corinthians chapter 12, it required me to boast,
but
let me go to the vision revelation of Jesus. You have to speak of, and that's what you are exact.
Though
you refuse to speak, that's what you speak.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
Jesus in his coming, back, he's going to come back to rebuke those rejected things of Moses which he proclaimed.
Yes,
Jesus will be coming.
okulongoosa byonna era n'atuuka n'alongoosa abamu ne bajeemera mu
byendagaanoensobi
zaabwe ne baziremera naffe abaalinga abakkiriza endagaano empya ne tulema okukakkana okukwasaganyizibwa
ebyalongoosebwa
ne tuduwanguka nga tudduka buddusimbiro
mukama atuyise
kati manya okuddako ogwokubiri
tadda
kulongoosa nsobi
adda
kutuukiriza ebyasigala mu
bonnabbi
nti buli alijeema ateekeddwa okusalirwa
omusango
katusome mu Bibulaniya
Bibulaniya 9:25 Abibulaniya esula y'omwenda olunyi lw'25 so si kwewangayo mirundi mingi nga kabona asinga obukulu bw'ayingira mu kifo ekitukuvu buli mwaka n'omusaayi ogutali gugwe 26 kubanga kyandimugwanidde okubonaabonanga emirundi emingi okuva kutondebwa kw'ensi naye kaakano omulundi gumu ku nkomero y'emirembe alabise okugyawo ekibi olw'okwewaayo yennyini 27 era ng'abantu bwe baateekerwa okufa omulundi ogumu oluvannyuma lw'okwo 7 28 era ne Kristo bw'atyo bwe yamala okuweebwayo omulundi ogumu okwetikka ebibi by'abangi alirabika omulundi ogw'okubiri awatali kibi eri abo abamulindirira olw'obulokozi
alabika omulundi ogwokubiri
abatali
kibi
without sin.
Naye abalala akomawo lwa
musango.
Kubanga agambye omuntu afa omulundi gumu.
Person dies once.
Afa omulundi gumu ekidiira gumu musango.
Once but next is judgment.
Ne Yesu yawaayo omulundi gumu.
Jesus was given once.
Amukkiriza.
Whoever believes not condemned.
Atamukkiriza.
Gumaze okumusinga. Is already condemned.
Kati lindiyira
ekyo. Wait for that.
Gwe yajeema.
You who rebelled.
Oyo nabbi Musa gwe yalangako.
The one Moses proclaimed of.
Agamba nti aliyimusibwa wakati alinga ye.
Raised in the midst, the one like him.
Era mukama waffe Yesu najja nannyonnyola nti ye nze wuuyo.
Jesus came explained I'm the one.
N'emirimu tuwulidde mingi gye yalina okukola.
Had many works he was meant to do.
Bible eba ekomekkereza mu Bibulaniya egamba.
Bible went in Hebrews it says.
Esula y'omunaana.
Verse 8.
N'olw'omwenda n'okukwira.
9 to down.
Mukama waffe Yesu yaweebwa endagaano esinga.
Even the best covenant. Than the first given
us,
and which speaks better words.
Things
not crooked and they are clear.
Not
as old covenant we faulted on.
Now
that man standing before us,
to
be like prophet Moses,
has
proclaimed the birth of Jesus, and Jesus was
birthed.
He is proclaiming the coming back of Jesus.
He has
connected scriptures on Moses we wrote of Jesus, explained them under the sun, and he finishes showing that when he comes back,
he
is on the way. Comes back, those believe the one
saying,
Lord Jesus, for salvation, without sin.
So,
those who rebelled, that's judgment.
So, to Israel, that's
Israel on all people in the world,
to such
much concerning Jesus, and they looked at
us,
explained more. That's how these issues have ended, the 7.
We
shall get a general reason
before
before we go, why is to appear like King David? We have general reason. Why is to be like Prophet Moses? As Prophet Elijah.
General reason
says this.
Be
like Moses and Elijah. He has to come manifest anointing of the two children. The cherubim. The sons of the anointing. And to spread the entire world.
Through
the final work of God. And the two cherubim. They witness through that minister. Unto the fallen cherubim. Called Lucifer. Satan the devil.
They are
called sons of the anointing.
They are called
two witnesses.
Join up
people like Elijah.
Kerubi omu ya amafuta ge gakolera mu nabbi Elijah.
One cherubim is anointed worked in Elijah.
N'abantu gakolera mu nabbi Musa.
Even the other worked in Moses. Kati
balina okugagatta abeerenga nabbi.
Join them that he appear like both of them.
Abeeremu kye tuyita two in one.
To appear as two in one.
Eyo y'ensonga erijja n'okubabiri
abo. That's the general reason on the two.
Tukirindirira ku lunaku oli eri.
Wait it on the other day.
Mukama akuwa omukisa.
God bless you.
Tuliba tugimaliriza.
As we finish art.
Ate tulabe lwaki alina okuba nkabaka Dawudi.
See why it's to be like King David.
Mukama akuwa omukisa.
God bless you.